I'm going to be brief, but a point I would like to make is, number one, is that I want to talk about law, because the Constitution of the United States says that every treaty that was ever signed with a native nation is a law. And that the Constitution says that the treaties shall be held in the same abeyance as the Constitution, which I interpret to mean be treated the same. And America seems to be on this kick where a broken treaty is called a broken treaty, and it's not recognized as a law that has been violated. And when we look at, so we're talking about legalities here. This is, in a way, like a legal issue. Anytime they want to move this poison and put it on native lands, they're violating the law. They're violating your Constitution. It's not our Constitution, it's your Constitution, and they're violating it. And to understand the nature of this, how dangerous this is, because I get concerned sometimes, because it's like the press or the public or somebody, they kind of look at, they're cause-oriented, so there's a little cause in front of them for a while, and then a news cause comes along, and then they go chase that, and then the issues become buried under this cause mentality. But to really understand the reality of how this one works, you know, this isn't like soft money. You can't talk it away or word dodge it away and make it go away. This is not like excessive military spending where you can pretend it isn't there. This isn't like the savings and loan looting. This is an entirely different trip. This one leaves a poison that your children carry. You know, somewhere someone has to just kind of really understand the reality of this situation. And I would like to also mention that, you know, the native people, we don't want this. You know, we just plain simply don't want it. My own personal opinion is the people that wanted it in the first place because they wanted the jobs or the economy or the economic stuff, then they should keep it where it's at, right? Because they wanted that end of it, and now that it's no longer economically practical, they want to come and put it on people that wanted nothing to do with it in the first place. See, so I just really think that there really needs to be a serious understanding about this. And then one other thing, because I don't want to get too complicated here, but understand what GATT is. Because I'm very surprised that the people in this country have no understanding at all of what the General Agreement on Trades and Tariffs is. Because these laws that get passed now, even if you can pass a law to stop the hauling of the nuclear waste, GATT can supersede that at some point in the future. You know, so we're dealing with a short-term thing, but there's a long-term threat to it. Because GATT, any member of GATT, the GATT rules and decisions supersede any sovereignty that exists within any member nation. So there are many things that have to be thought about on this. But to pass a bill that says that they can carry this stuff, it's illegal. And America needs to make up its mind. Either it's a nation of law or it's not. You know, and let everybody be clear about it. Thank you. And now I'd like to introduce Jackson Brown.